K0TR mobile.
TR K4OIM. Good morning, Tom and Miss Bernice.
And Mr. Walt, how you doing? We are just headed down to FedEx down there by the airport to drop off a box of peaches to send to my nephew, our nephew up in Boston.
You're waiting on FedEx. I ordered a gallon of Battleship Gray Marine paint from Home Depot and Greer last Wednesday, and they said it would be here this Saturday. Then I got an email Saturday saying it would be here yesterday. They shipped it from Orlando, and it was in Charlotte, and then I got another email last night saying it would be here Tuesday. And I ordered it from Greer, Tom. What in the world's going on with this country?
This is N0TR. I don't know, Walt. Well, we just had to take a quick detour here. They're mowing here in a bad place, and we'll just go around it a little further, but that's the way things go. Anyways, FedEx is pretty good. If we mail peaches by UPS, which we do once or twice a year, to different people because they can't get South Carolina peaches, and they're just not the same. And FedEx gets them to Boston in 2 days, and that's not by air, that's by truck.
Yeah, I heard Chad, KO4NUUE, telling you about those peaches he got in West Virginia the other day. And he come over here and got some RG-58-8X jumpers for his station and a ground rod. And he brought me a bag of them peaches from Virginia. He didn't know I'd heard what he was saying about them. I said, is this those Virginia peaches? And he kind of laughed and said, yes. Well, I left them sitting here for about a couple of days. I got one out to look at it, and it looked hard. I swear, Tom, that was the best peaches I ever ate in my life. They must have picked them kind of early, and they ripened up in the bag. But I had juice running all down my elbows, all over my face. They just had a tough skin on them, but man, that was some good peaches. K4OIM for ID.
I'd have to just say you're a traitor. South Carolina peaches are the best in the world. Because we say so, and we moved here from Kansas, and I'll tell you what, there's no comparison. But that was nice of Chad to do that. And we enjoyed him over at our house the other day, and he had a piece of that peach pie that Bernice makes. And he really loved that. And so Bernice is going to make him another peach pie.
Those four peaches and two homemade chocolate cookies that his daughter had made. And I went up to the house and was telling my daughter, I said, man, he gave me two chocolate cookies, and that was the best cookies I ever ate. She said, Daddy, I'm sitting here. I've been wanting some chocolate. I didn't tell her I still had one left down here. I was saving it for my coffee the next morning. And I heard you're going to the Greer meeting tonight. I hope so. I'll get my full eyeball on you, Tom.
Well, yeah, I definitely plan on it. Ariel's going to give a presentation, and looking forward to that. And I hope it's on things that I'm interested in. Sometimes, for us old cusses, the things they go through aren't the most interesting. But this time, it sounds very interesting. And Ariel's one of the... Where do you want me to turn there for, huh? He's one of the smartest people that I've ever known. I'll just tell you for sure.
I've been up there for approximately 3 years, and I finally asked Matt for a membership application, and he ran out there to his car and got me a piece of paper out. I folded it up, put it in my pocket. I got home, was going to fill it out, and he had gave me a map of how to get to the field day that was, had been 3 years ago now. And finally, last month, I called him and told him what he had done, and he let me go ahead and fill out my membership and pay my dues last month, so... I'm a member of the Greer Club now and the Brawlers Club. And I'm sitting here now waiting on a guy to come and put that freeze plug in. I had one boy come out here and jacked it up. He crawled under there and said, we're going to have to take the motorsport loose, jack the motor up, take the exhaust manifold off, and all of that is going to run you about $1,000 to $1,500. After he left, he already had it up on wooden blocks. I slid up under there with a flashlight, and it's not the one behind the exhaust manifold. It's behind the motor support. Just gonna have to take that one boat out, jack the motor up, take two boats out of the motor support, knock the freeze plug out, and put the other one in. So I got a guy supposed to be coming out here after lunch to get that thing in. But I done told my daughter, hon, I gotta borrow your truck Monday night. I gotta go to Greer. So I hope to meet you up there, Tom.
Plan, Walt. The, it sounded to me like that other guy might have been a little fishy, trying to zap you for some bucks. But one thing I'm happy about is you decided not to do that, yourself. You don't belong doing that kind of thing. A lot of things I have to give up anymore that I'd like to do that I can't do, Walt. And yesterday was one of those days I should have, and I didn't. I put up a security light, and I had to go up and down to get up there to reset it and get it gathered up with an app and all that stuff. Well, I'm getting into traffic here, so I'm going to let you go. Look forward to seeing you, and I'll catch you down the line. This is K0OIP, I think it is. N0TR73 is one.
N0TRK4OIM. 7-3, Tom. See you tonight.
Sorry, Walt. K4OIN. I got that right this time. N0TR 73.